Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the annual Retirement Matters seminar. It's always a pleasure to welcome you all here. It's great to have a good number of people in the room here. Welcome to you. I'm looking forward to catching up with a couple of you over breaks, which is, in my mind, half the benefit of being here, is just catching up and seeing some of the familiar faces these days. We don't get much of an opportunity for that with everything happening virtually. For our colleagues who's joining us online, welcome to you as well. Thank you for joining us. If we can't talk with you over breaks, I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk about you. So if you pick up some Skinner afterwards, it all started brewing here because you weren't here. Hopefully next year we'll find you here as well. We started a couple of minutes late. There's been some traffic problems, I understand, but I see most of the chairs are now full. So we're going to start without much further ado. And I think just before we do, a couple of housekeeping things, the usual. Bathrooms are out to the right, and then to the far end to the right, you have to go into a little corridor there. The Q&A, as per usual, for the people who's online, please use the Q&A section, not the chat box. If you do, it will not be seen. So I'll be facilitating, whoever the facilitator is for the different sessions, I'll be facilitating the Q&As. Most of that will probably follow after the discussion or after the presentation for the online people. In-house, we'd like to keep it interactive. We have a roaming mic with permission of the speakers. If we can interrupt where possible, as I say, the beauty of being in-house is that you can be more interactive and keep it live. So we're looking forward to some nice interaction between everybody who's here and online as well. You would have seen that the topic for today is standing the test of time. And I think that's a very apt description of what we are doing here. We may have a brilliant session, may have great snacks, and may have good chats, but we will only know in another 10 or 20, or in some cases 40 years, whether what we're doing here turned out to be of benefit to our members, because that's when you really know whether your retirement planning succeeded or failed. So this is a long-term game. We have to keep up with the times. We have to keep up with everything that's happening every single day around us, because today is important. That's where we find ourselves. But always keep in mind that this is a long game. As I say, 10, 20, even 40 years away from today for many of our members. And I think it's to that end that the program has been set up as it is, to say that that's not the type of game we as an industry or a profession can do on our own. It's a team sport. That's why we have external people presenting for us today. It's not just a bunch of actually preaching to the converted. We have people attending from the administration area, data science, and I think that takes me straight into the introduction of our first speaker, Mr. Sydney Sikhese. So thank you very much. He's our guest speaker from the FBI. And as I always say, this is not something that we can do on our own. The FBI, they at the coalface. Often the actuaries are sitting behind the scenes, designing the products, running the products. Many of us are client-facing as well, but the bulk of our members get their advice from the people in the FBI. So we're grateful for that, and we're happy for you to join us today to show that we are working together. This is a reciprocal, I think that's the fancy word, arrangement with the FBI, where we also present at their conferences to see if we can build that bridge between the theory and the practice, with the outcome being eventual good retirement outcomes for our people.